The Notaries Unsealed podcast is brought to you by the Georgia Notary Network and Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions. Coming up on this episode.
They're my biggest critics, and they're the people who come at me the most, publicly or privately, you know, and they got issues because it's like they don't want to hear that kind of talk. And I get concerned with people like that.
How many of you are willing to go question your community leaders about the things that they're teaching? Or is it because it sounds so profound because you've never thought of it or heard it before?
Real smooth this time. We know the reads unsealed. That's my everyday life.
Yeah.
We know the reads unsealed. Ooh. Every day I hustle out here living it right.
Let's go.
We know the reads unsealed. Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers.
Griff Mathurin and cue the podcast. You can't hold us.
Y'all heard the word. Y'all heard the word.
What's going on, Notary World? The birthday boys are back in the building. Everybody, it's your boy Q. I got my guy Uncle Griff with me. Mathurin is taking a break this weekend, recording a little bit later than what he can accommodate. But our birthday just passed. Griff, what's going on, man?
Oh, man. 56. Kicking it, man. Just chilling with 56 years old. And my body told me that I was 56.
Wow, I didn't see that coming.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man.
What happened, man?
Yeah, I had a daggone, all of a sudden, pollen attack or something. Woke up on my birthday, my eye couldn't open. I was like, knocked. I had to take Benadryl and stuff. I was like, man, kicked my butt.
Kicked you. So, welcome back, son.
But I'm good to go now. I'm good to go. The wife, she took good care of me. So, you know, I bounced back. But I think mainly also, man, I was tired. I just needed some rest.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I slept a lot. I slept in a little bit later than what I usually do on Sundays. Because Sundays, I try not to do any type of work whatsoever. That's usually my day to kind of regenerate. Man, I don't think I got out of bed until like 1:30. I was so tired. Like, my body has been tired for weeks, and I knew it. And, man, I just... I wasn't even trying to get up. I think I may have woke up for a minute, peeked at my phone, and said, nah.
Yeah.
I went right back to sleep.
And I was going to try to do a, what was it called? I was going to try to do at least one closing. I mean, not closing, but house inspection. And I was like, yeah, I just knocked that out, and it didn't go that way. Didn't go that way at all. My body was like, where are you going? I was like, I'm going to do a house inspection. He's like, no, you're not.
You like that some days, man. I was happy. My gift to myself was to not touch my computer, and I succeeded in that.
I don't think, I didn't do anything until that later that night, and I did a video. I did a quick video. I guess 30 minutes is quick for me, but I did a quick video. And
that's like short time.
I know. So I was like, yeah, but I feel good, man. I feel real good. The signings, things have been slow. I ain't gonna lie, it's been a little slower. Been a lot of situations where constantly the orders are getting rescheduled. That's what I've been dealing with a lot. And that's been throwing my whole schedule off. I'll be thinking I'm good, and then all of a sudden, like, hey, can we do it 2 hours later? 2 hours sooner? Oh, you know what? Can we do it next week? No, never mind. We can do it tomorrow. It's like, okay, you know, and so you got to keep that money flowing. So it's like, all right, you adjust and you accommodate them and everything. But it's been a lot of cancellations and reschedules for the last 2 months. Or you get a whole bunch of orders for the same time. And it's like everybody want to do it Thursday at 3:00. So, but overall, man, things are coming along good. So the wife's business is coming along good. Fellas, you know, my sons, they're doing good. So, we doing good, man. I just got to take time out and cut that grass. I ain't done that yet.
Yeah, man. You know what? My neighbors, they cut their lawn today. Today's Monday. And I was like, oh. You know, it's peer pressure at that point.
Yeah.
You know, we were holding off. You know, the neighbors across the street, they cut theirs this weekend. And I was like, you know what? as long as these people to the right of me don't cut their lawn, I'm gonna be all right for right now. Man, they went out there and cut it this afternoon. And I was like, dog, gotta do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna have my son cut it, bump it.
I mean, you should.
Yeah. And I'm also trying to kill some weeds out of there, man. So I got this weed killer. That's
what you use?
Oh, I forgot the daggone name of it. It's powerful, man. That thing, it, the only thing is, it takes literally a week for it to kill the weeds or grass because it soaks all the way down into the root. So it's real effective.
Now, are you trying to keep the grass and just kill the weeds?
Yeah. Now, this is just grass killer altogether. It kills anything. It kills everything. I mean, so if it touches your grass, it kills everything. But it's slow acting.
There's some things out there that'll do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and it soaks all the way down to the root. And when it kills from the root. So you'll spray it on there. And like for 4 or 5 days, it looked like it's still growing and all of that. And then about the 7th, 8th day, it starts wilting. And then it just turns, I mean, it just like completely dries up. So when it kills it, it kills it. All the way to the root.
Yeah, man. What was it that I tried one time? I had this really nasty patch of weeds behind my house.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't really care about the ecosystem, particularly where this portion was. So I took, I think, is it linseed oil?
Oh, yeah, you got that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I poured some of that on. I know, don't. I'm not trying to hit a booze. You know, all you eco-friendly people out there, for the most part, I am. But I preface this by saying I didn't care about that particular section of the yard. Mm-hmm. Man, probably about 3 days, everything was gone. Just boom. Disappeared.
Yeah.
Because it's like a paint thinner.
Okay.
Yeah. It's very toxic.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to be spraying some more around the air conditioning unit and something I'm going to experiment. The reason why is because I want to kill the grass around the AC unit because you don't want all that grass growing up in your in the fins and stuff. It hurts. It messes up with the air cooling. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to put rocks down. Mm-hmm. And they got this stuff out here now that you can spray. It is really for mulch, but you can use it on rocks too. And it's this special glue that once you spray it on there, it makes the rocks stick to each other and they don't move.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I've been keeping my eye on it. I was like, okay, I think I might give that a try. And it's pretty cool, man. I mean, it literally whatever you put it on, it will hold it down.
Now, do you already have this stuff?
I got to get some.
Yeah, I guess some. I was going to say, you know, have you done any, you know, trial runs?
Mm-mm. Yeah, they call it mulch glue, easy hold. They got all kinds of different brands. But now it sprays on like a white milky substance, but it dries clear.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it's for mulch. So if you're in an area where there's, you know, high winds, you spray it down and it holds it. It holds it in place.
Huh. Well, good luck with that project.
Yeah.
Good luck with that project. But other than sleeping for the birthday, went and played putt-putt golf. Went out to dinner with my lady.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that was about it. Came home and relaxed. Yeah, man. It's 38. It ain't a big one. It's just another day.
Yeah, 38. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like 38, but I feel like I might be 47.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think kids do that to you.
Yeah, kids.
Like, did you ever get to the point, like, I think I'm at the point now with the kids where it's like, man, listen, I love them. Everything I do is for them. They're my why. They're my drive. Mm-hmm. Did you ever get to the point where it's like, man, F them kids? I don't even care anymore.
Yeah, there have been times, man. I ain't gonna lie to you. There have been times it's like, oh, you know, it's like, y'all get it, sons? Trying to tip. You know what? Forget it. And it's like, let me just act like a daggone baseball catcher and get ready to catch them when life knocks them out.
Right.
and just be right there. All right, strike one. Okay, come on now, get back up, get back in the game. You know, I mean, that's literally what I've had to do, and it's working because they're realizing, okay, yeah, we made some mistakes. We need to get our act together. And they've been coming back and like asking for advice and this, that, and the other, and talking to us. So, you know, that was a big thing for me, man. It took a lot for me to really just stand on the sideline and just watch them do whatever and hope that it didn't destroy them.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at with my brother right now. But you know what I've found? It's like the little things in life that you just learn to enjoy. And I may be a horrible person for this. I know that there's a special place for me after I leave this reality. But I find a lot of pleasure in making them miserable sometimes. Like just to see that face of, I can't believe Dad just told me no, or why is he being so like so hard on me right now? Or like, why isn't he being nice? Or why won't he just come help me? And I see it, and I see that turn in them. and it makes me like rub my hands together and smile like the Grinch. I get so excited for that. I don't know why. I may need help.
Yeah, I think all dads go through that. You know, and I think it's our way of showing them that we are dad. That you need to know that we are dad. You know, yeah, you're getting grown. Yeah, you know a little something here or there, but I am dad. You know, just keep that in mind. Just got to remind you, you know, and it is like, okay. And I think that's really what it is. For me, it is, you know, just to like, just let you know I'm dad and stuff. So
I kind of, so the way that I kind of feel about it is, If I can't break them down and build them back up, what in the world is the world going to do to them?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if the first time they're getting broken down is by the world, there's a problem.
Yeah, no, you're right, man, because, and that's the thing, because when we do it, it's because it's out of love and we're there to hold them up if they can't get up from what, you know, from the trial that we put them through. And that's why I always told my sons, I said, I'm never going to ask you to do something that I don't think you can do or that I'm not willing to help you to do. So if I say do it, that means what? I believe you can do it, or you know that I'm going to help you to get it done. I just need you to go do it. And that's the same thing, the attitude that I take toward the notaries. If I'm telling you to go out here and take a debt settlement, it's because I believe you can do it, or you know I will help you to get it done. So if you got that backing, if you got that type of support, then how can you not try? And that's all you want sometimes from your family, from your sons, your daughters, your wife, your husband. It's just to give it a try. You know, okay, I got your back. Do you really? But once you give it a try, if you fail, you will find out whether I got your back. Right. But you got to at least try.
And that's the thing. Just try. Believe.
Yeah.
You know. I get like that with so many little tasks around the house that I'll ask, and it's just like, just give it a try. If it does not work, just come back to me and let's talk about it, and either I can instruct you or I can come show you, and now you'll know. But just try. You don't know if you can do something until you go out there and actually try to do it.
Yeah.
You know, you may find that what you were trying to do is a lot easier than you had believed in your head, but you were so scared to try it because you were scared of failing or doing something wrong that you created a mental block for yourself.
Well, I think that means they got to trust. They got to have some trust in us. Yeah. And I always told my son, I said, what reason do I have to lie to you? I said, that's not me. I said, I don't wake up in the morning thinking about how I'm going to frustrate you. Now, do I frustrate you? Probably, but it's not something like I'm sitting here plotting and planning. I'm just trying to help you to be a better person. Because I, like you said before, you know what they got to face out there. So let me help you get to a point of success.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, for me, the way that I try to handle things is I know what's to come. Why do I'm they're dead. I'm the creator. You know, I've been where they're going to go. So I try to teach little lessons here and there. They may be hard lessons at the time, but if you pick up a small remembrance from what dad told you to do now, later down the road, it's going to save you so much more hurt learning the small lesson right now.
Oh, yeah.
You'll learn to make the right decision at the right moment than waiting till that decision comes and you've never faced any type of adversity to be able to make the right decision.
Almost sound like the notary business there, huh?
I mean, there's a whole lot of talk about, you know, notary families and whatnot.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, and I know everybody wants to just like, hey, let's just get along. Let's be, you know, cool with each other and all of that. But
no, stop it.
there's a lot of people turning a blind eye to some stuff that's going on. And my thing is, family keeps each other in check when things aren't going right. And then that's internally, and then externally, we protect each other from stuff that's bad.
Yeah.
And overall, I don't see that happening because there's too many people that are being taken advantage of when it comes to this notary stuff. And, you know, all you told is, well, just don't work with that company, go work with another company. But if the other five companies act like that company, it's like at some point, is it me or is it them? And if it's them, then we need to correct it. And nobody wants to correct the bad actors in this notary world.
It's like everybody wants to sweep things underneath the rug, you know, and that's a huge problem with a lot of folks that grew up that way, where things were swept underneath the rug. And this is just family, relationships, everything. You never actually deal with the issue, and so those problems that don't get spoken about, no matter how hard of a conversation it is to have, they go unresolved.
Right.
You know, and I think that's kind of where we are right now in the notary world, because we can't talk to each other. This isn't a notary family. We can't, we aren't calling out the people that need to be called out. We're not speaking about it. There's whispers, people's DMs, Griff, you get you get people, you know, contacting you about it. I get people that talk to me about it. I know Mathen does as well. We know that the issue is there, but we can't speak like a family. We can't call people out on the table and make them responsible like a family does.
No, you're right. You're right. That that's the thing. And that's, to me, that's the pinnacle, because I like the, I mean, the example I always use is, you know, the mob, you know, if there's such a thing as the mob, or what we know from TV as the mob,
that doesn't exist.
They stand by a rule. I mean, if you look at the Godfather of Harlem, you look at the Wu-Tang Clan, you look at Power, you look at any of these shows, the one thing is that there is an order within that grouping, that family. And when somebody gets out of line, they are quick to get them back in check. They're like, whoa, 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 whoa. No, you're doing something that is not correct. You know, you need to, and they do everything they can to get people straightened out, because especially if they believe in them, you know, I believe in you, so we can't have you acting this way.
Yeah, the family unit, you know, because once it's a family, it's just like a trust. Well, technically it is. Everything encompasses underneath of the trust, underneath the banner.
Correct.
You know, there is no, hey, you know, Notary J over here. Hey, you just go do your thing and we don't care how it makes the family look.
Right.
It doesn't work like that.
No. And you have to actually, I mean, you got to do the harsh thing. That's what makes family strong. You know, and when you look at different shows and you look at the history of this country, immigrants coming over here, even from, you know, the enslaved, you realize real quick that they're like, hey, you can't act that. Look, I used to tell my son, and I said, look, even homeless people have rules and standards that you can't go doing stuff that's going to bring unwanted attention to them. You can't do that. You know, if you're doing stuff out here that's going to bring the police over there, that's going to cause them to have to tear down their tents and move somewhere else, they're going to have a problem with that. So you got to act right. You got to follow the rules. You got to follow the guidelines. And that's where a lot of people are missing it within the notary. It's like, you know, we're just here, we're just going to be kicking it with each other and partying it up. But we see people not doing things. They're giving bad information, selling terrible courses, all of this kind of stuff. And nobody wants to say anything because we don't want to be the bad person.
There's a lot of irrelevant stuff going around in the notary space right now, and nobody can say anything bad about it. Nobody wants to say anything bad about it. Why? Because it's going to hurt somebody financially.
Right. Well, yeah, true. You know,
and that's the, and that's the hypocrisy of this whole family thing. You know, we can't speak freely to help each other because it may hurt somebody that has bad intentions or is taking advantage, not necessarily just bad intentions, but taking advantage of a situation in people's, what would be the best way to say, lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
Taking advantage of people's lack of knowledge for their own profit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then they smile in your face and say, hey, we're all in this together. The only reason they're saying that is to sell you stuff.
That is correct. And that's what I learned. And see, this isn't, this is what I figured out way back in 2019.
BC.
I figured that out a long time ago. I was like, wait a minute, there's more to this. I said, wait a minute. I said, there's a lot of bad information being put out here and nobody is calling it out. Nobody is saying anything. I'm like, something's not right here. And I had to just sit there and do my own, I guess you could say, investigation. And like, okay, what is really going on out here? And I just happened to realize, I said, okay, you know what? I can't trust right off the bat what people are saying. I need to figure out this for myself. I need to be mature about it and make the hard decision to, sorry about that. I need to make the hard decision not to abide by some of the things that people are saying. And then if they confront me about it, then let them know, I don't agree with what you're saying. What you're saying is wrong, and here's where it's wrong at. And that's a hard conversation to have sometimes, especially if you truly do respect the person, but they may be off. Or it's like, well, what you said is cool, but it's just not cool over here in this arena. It doesn't apply here. You know, even some of the ways that people have told me I should do my business, I'm like, I don't agree with that. That works for you. That's your personality. That's not mine. Right. You know, and it's like, but we should, I said, I get what you're saying, but not everybody can be you. Not everybody can be me. And here's the thing. Where's the respect for the differences amongst people?
Right.
Because I think sometimes with this notary business, we're trying to create too many carbon copies.
Bingo!
Well, everybody wants a notary business in a box. They want, like, it drives me insane. You go on Facebook and you see somebody with a notary commission. They say, hey, I just got my commission. What do I do next?
Right.
So people are just trying to be like other people because they heard that there's a possibility that you could make some money in here. I have an absolutely no idea what they're getting themselves into. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they are trying to replicate, you know, what they're seeing. They are trying to replicate what they're seeing on Instagram. They are trying to replicate what they hear about on YouTube.
Right.
You know, and unfortunately, a lot of what they're seeing, it's like freaking infomercial stuff that they're seeing out there right now. like bad infomercial stuff, not the good infomercials that show like, you know, cool technology things. Like, it's like bad infomercials. Like I don't know what's a good example of a bad infomercial. Remember that freaking fish that you press the button and it sings?
Oh yeah, that bass. I remember that.
That singing bass. Those commercials were horrible. Like, that's what they're getting. They're getting the singing bass.
Mm-hmm.
And Griff, you know, we've talked about this a lot off the podcast. It seems like the conversation isn't really growing for notaries. I'm going to be completely honest. It seems like everything is geared towards the new notaries. It seems like older notaries are spreading old information or very specific information and telling all the notaries that they, all the new notaries that they need to know this. Listen, man, I've been a notary since November of 2021. I saw all of this bull crap within 3 months of being in the business. It didn't take me long.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
There's a lot of folks out here that are teaching things that are not irrelevant to this business at all.
Right.
The model doesn't fit this business at all. They're making this business seem like it's something that's bigger and more important than what it actually is.
I agree. And I don't know why, but we're trying. I mean, I tell people all the time, when people ask me about getting into business, I say, look, being a notary is very, very boring, because when you really look at what we have to do is sit there, watch somebody sign a piece of paper. We sign if needed and stamp, and then we do it again. There's nothing that we really need to say about the documents. And what it is that people are trying to put a little spice to being
a
notary.
Separate themselves, not knowing that all they're doing is creating a liability.
Correct. And when I understood that, I was like, okay, well, let me just stick to what I'm supposed to do, and then we'll move forward, you know. And that's the thing. So in other words, the question is, can you be happy making the money that you make as a notary? I mean, basically, can you be happy making money in a boring fashion? And I guess by me being the only child, not having a whole bunch of rah-rah going on in the house and in my life, yeah, I can. And I guess now that I don't want to be in an office environment, I want to be have the freedom, I can find other things to be exciting in my life. I'm okay now with doing this boring thing that generates good money for me, to the point of being saying great money for me. I can go spend that money and that time, that freedom that I have now, doing some much more interesting things, because I spent many years doing something that I truly like and love with web development, but I didn't have a whole lot of fun when I left from work because it wore me out.
Right.
Now I have this thing that I'm doing called being a notary. It is boring. There's no excitement in it in its core. But man, when I finish doing the job, I have all this free time. My mind is clear. My heart is clear. And I can go have fun doing so many other things.
See, and that's the thing about the being an entrepreneur. You know, if you're in this thing to just make money and all you're thinking about is money, the money, the money,
mm-hmm.
you're looking at it the wrong way, man. I'm working for freedom. The money's going to be there. The money will come as long as I put in the efforts and I set up my model properly, my business model properly, mm-hmm. and I do everything that I'm supposed to do. The money's there.
Yeah.
I'm working for freedom. Freedom from having to work a 9-to-5, to ever having to answer to anybody about what I do on a daily basis. Again, you know, the only person that I should ever be answering to is myself and my family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's the key. And once I actually focus on just being responsible for answering to my family, the weight got off of me.
Yeah.
The weight got off of me, and I was like, you know what? This is nice. And that's all I want for the notaries. I mean, I know we want to get along. We want to see, I mean, the question is, do we really want to see each other succeed?
It's impossible for that to happen. You want to know why it's impossible for us to really want to see each other succeed? Because we all, a lot of us exist in the same market.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't care how friendly you are with somebody. If they start getting, if they work within a 5-mile radius of you and they're telling you, man, I got 35 appointments last week and you got 3.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have some concerns with that.
Now tell me how friendly you're going to be. Now, the person that got 3, they're going to really want to be friendly because they're going to say, oh, she's getting too much that I know she can't handle. So let me see if I can try to mooch in off of what she built.
Right.
And she'll start sliding me some work. Mm-hmm. That's what your notary family is about. Anyway.
I mean, no. Hold it right there. Now, see, that's what I learned about Postmates and Grubhub, Facebook mm-hmm. groups. When I started sharing, now the stuff that I do on YouTube now, I was doing with Facebook, in Facebook on Grubhub and Postmates and all of that stuff. And I would share information, tell the new people, hey, here's how you get your orders, this, that, and the other. And people was taking me to task over it. Why are you telling them it's hard out here? And I was like, I thought we supposed to be cool with each other. We supposed to be in this Facebook group to support one another, to encourage one another, to all of that. And they was like, but you're telling them the secrets. Don't tell them the secrets. So I'm like, so you want them to be in this group and not be given any information to help them succeed? But when I tell them, you get mad at me. I said, no. And what I figured out was that these groupings was really more so to keep tabs on you, just in case.
What are you doing?
Right, to see
what
how much money you're making, and to figure out, did you find the secret sauce that I passed on? Wait. How you getting order? What? And they befriend you, and then next thing you know, you're telling them some information that can just be the game changer for their business. And next thing you know, they're getting all the orders and you getting none. And I realized that's what they was doing. They was playing people. And because I didn't play ball with them, like be a gatekeeper of information, they didn't like that. It was like, nah. You gotta go with that. You can't be out here giving people all this information. And I think I either left the group or they kicked me out because they truly didn't want me to help the new people.
Chances are you got blocked, Griff. That's why you don't remember.
And that's the thing that we have to be careful of. You know, there's nothing wrong with having groups, you know, and getting together. Just like me, you, and Matthew, we're a group. And then you throw in Caprinus and Gannon. But here's right. the thing. We know that we can come to each other and be honest with each other. So if you don't want that, then that means you need to make sure you're doing things right. But if you don't believe that, if you know that nobody's going to call you out on your bull, you'll act any old kind of way you want. You'll be mean to people, all of that, because you already know nobody's going to call me out. Nobody's going to challenge me. So I'm going to act up. But when you know you could be called out and dealt with, you tend to like, okay, wait a minute, let me make sure I'm doing my stuff right. Hey.
Yeah, it's when you know that things are non-confrontational that people act the worst.
Mm-hmm. That is correct. Man, I don't know what's wrong with my throat tonight. Maybe all that talking I was doing at Clubhouse earlier.
Yeah, no. Thank goodness that room came to an end because it was starting to get a little crazy.
Oh, man. Yeah. You know, so for notaries out there that's listening to us, we're not saying you can't partner with people, because I have people that I partner with. Of course, you know, Q and Matherin. And then there's some people I partner with here who helps me out. But we're able to be honest with each other. That's the thing, you know. So like two of my other friends in the notary business, Erica and Crystal, we talk from time to time and I will share stuff with them, and they'll be honest with me and say, well, yeah, that's a good idea. No, it's not. They'll share stuff with me, and then I'll tell, and I can be honest with them. That's what you need. You need somebody who you can be honest with. If you got somebody who is afraid to be honest with you, because I believe some people are becoming a part of these groups so somebody can actually just be honest with them. And then when you ask the person to be honest with you, they refuse. Because that's the other side of the house, is that a person has an opportunity to be honest, but it's not in their personality, in their character, to be honest, because they're scared. I said scared. I was trying to say something else and that came out. and they're trying not to offend, but sometimes you have to just be honest. And I think that makes, you know, I know that's part of the attraction for what I do on my channel, is that people tell me all the time, man, you're brutally honest. You're honest with us. You tell us just how it is. And for those people who don't like that kind of talk, they're my biggest critics. And they're the people who come at me the most, publicly or privately, you know, and they got issues because it's like, they don't want to hear that kind of talk. And I get concerned with people like that.
Yeah, their rosy glasses frighten me.
Yeah, I really do. Look, I'm telling you, people who are like, I just don't want to hear that kind of talk. I'm like, okay, but that's a part of this world. You know, this is it. You know, I'm telling you, sometimes that harsh talk has to happen, you know, and there are people out here who don't like that. And it's like, all right,
it's like the people that don't like to hear that, you know, Columbus didn't discover America. America was never discovered. It's like those people that don't like to hear that conversation. Oh no, that's the way it was. Actually, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And you know, if you were to read a book by what's his name, Bartolomeu de las Casas, he would tell you differently, that there was people here, that this land was inhabited by people for years prior to them even coming over here. Mm-hmm. And they weren't called Native Americans. See, when you start having conversations like that, people get uncomfortable and they say, oh no, I don't want to hear that. That goes against what I've already decided is the right thing. And I think that's what we have a lot of issues with today in the notary world, because you have a lot of people that came into this business because they saw some marketing schemes from some of the big people that are out there. We know what they are.
Right. Yeah.
And they
decided
that this is what the business is and this is what I'm supposed to be doing. Not realizing that you just got sold a dream.
Mm-hmm.
Snake oil, if you want. You know, either way.
Yeah, either way you want to call it. Yeah. And unfortunately,
you got sold a story. That's it. That's what it is. Sorry, go ahead, Griff. You got sold a story.
But there's people, that's what they want. They want to be sold a dream.
They want the novelas. They want the soap operas, Days of Our Lives, The Young and the Restless.
They want to be sold a dream. That's what the issue is. Some people, they really want to be sold this dream, and there's somebody out there to oblige, you know. And I mean, I don't know any other way to say it, people. I'm telling y'all, it's business responsibility. That's really what we're talking about here. And when you have, think of it, and I might be wrong in this here, Q, but when you have when you have individual businesses who take responsibility to do things right, when they get together with other businesses, they strengthen each other. And that's how you have certain conglomerates or groups together. You know, it's like, okay, we're all together and we've realized he was good in this, Griff is good in that, Matherin's good over here. But together we can be good this way. And through the process, we're able to strengthen and encourage the other business owner or owners to go ahead on and move out and step out because we think you got support.
Right.
But there's a core part here that you actually was trying to do things correct in the first place. and you took responsibility for your own business. So when you get with other responsible business owners, you can't help but move and increase and grow in ... And it's exponential. And if you're going off to the wrong area, they'll tell you. If you're doing great, they'll support you. They'll even watch you or watch out for you when you say, well, yeah, I was thinking about going into business with this person or doing this business deal. And they'll be like, nah. I mean, well, they're a good guy, but the deal is structured wrong. Case in point, Charles Barkley just told a story about him and Jordan where Jordan told Barkley, don't take the $3 million deal on the shoes, the shoe contract. He said, take $1 million and get the rest in stock options. And that gave Barkley a whole lot of money for the rest of his life.
Smart.
See, this is what family do to each other and for each other. I see you about to make a mistake. And I know you may not understand it, but then Barkley had so much respect for Jordan that he listened to him, even though he didn't quite understand it or get it. He's like, okay, he took the time out to give me some truth. Let me at least look into it. And it panned out for him. That's a true family. That's what family does for each other. It's not all
One of the things that, you know, we have to take into consideration with that, though, Griff, is that family bonds people together, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have, you know, within your family, you have individual relationships with your brothers, your sister. I know you're an only child, you know, aunts, uncles, mm-hmm. everybody. You have individual relationships with all of them, but at the end of the day, you still have something that bonds you guys together. That's a family. Same thing with Michael Jordan,
right,
and Charles Barkley. They still have things that bond them together, be it them being a part of the National Basketball Association's Player Association.
Mm-hmm.
There could be some fraternal bonds there behind the scenes that we don't know about or doesn't get spoken about, because all athletes are part of a fraternity.
Right.
So they have something bigger than them that bonds them together. Guess what, notaries? Y'all people talking to notary family, there's nothing bigger bonding us together.
Yeah, because if you're not being a notary, then I'm not really having anything to do with you.
Right. So, and we were talking about this prior to recording, you know, without us having that larger, that larger bonding agent, and I know there's a better way of saying that, that larger beacon for us to hold on to together. Without that, that ruins the conversations that we can actually have together, because I feel like a lot of notaries right now, they don't want to say when somebody else is doing something wrong. Why? Because they don't want other people to talk about them being wrong. Because at the end of the day, there's nothing else that bonds us together outside of the platform that we're having a conversation on, outside of being a notary. You know, there is, you know, even if you're part of the NNA, you know, that bonds you together for, I guess, logos on your website. You know what I mean? Like, I guess you can find some type of bond with notaries there. Hey, we both pay the same people to say that we're a part of this association. We've taken the same training for our respective states.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. How do we develop that friendship? And it takes some time and effort. And it really, like, we've been able to do it because of this small group. And we actually spend time with each other to get to know each other. And it's not the same that there are people out here in the notary world who have bonded with each other, have grown, but it takes time. But again, that also depends on you as the individual business owner, the new notary, and the person who wants this collaboration. We got to be able to recognize, and what I know, not everybody is suited for collaboration. They don't know how to do it. They don't recognize the pain that people are going through. I mean, it's so much more it's a huge leadership responsibility. Yeah. You know, and what is the connection? What binds us that to the point that if you told me that the training courses that I'm offering is pure crap, do I have enough connection with you that after a couple of days of me being upset, I'll be like, you know what? He was right. Let me get my act together. And that goes and it's that one word that I heard this one guy talk about called Fargin, F-A-R-G-I-N. And it basically means, it's a Jewish word, I think it's Yiddish, and it's just basically in a sense saying, if you have something, because we're a community, I'm gonna buy from you and support you, even if somebody has something better or has the same product that's better, but I'm gonna buy and support you because you're part of the community. However,
right,
if you get something wrong, if you're doing something incorrect, I'm going to have a discussion with you to help you get it better, and then I'll start back buying from you again. We don't have that, truly.
No, not at all.
We don't have
that,
truly.
You know, there are some communities out there, but how many of you are willing to go question your community leaders about the things that they're teaching?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it because it sounds so profound because you've never thought of it or heard it before?
Right.
You're in awe of them when they speak, and you just don't see that there's an issue in anything that they're saying because you yourself have never gone off and listened to other business owners in other niches. This is not your thing. You've been working a W-2 your whole life. When was the last time you read The 5 Habits of Highly Successful People?
Right.
When did you look up Mark Cuban's reading list and pick three of those books and say, I'm going to read three of the books off of Mark Cuban's reading list?
When did you last look at the playlist that I have in there on business mindset and mindset that has a lot of those videos in there that will help you get your mind together and to be able to stand in your business or whatever you're trying to do in life on your own? A lot of people aren't doing that. They're just going through looking for somebody else to do it for them. And that's the other side of the house with this groupings, collaboration, family, all of this stuff, is that sometimes people are doing it just to see if they can find somebody else to do it for them.
Right.
They have no intentions of doing any other work, the legwork themselves. Case in point, lady came to my wife, asked her, somebody referred her, and my wife had a meeting with her, and basically this woman wanted somebody to do the work for her, and she didn't want to pay them. She just wanted somebody to believe in what she thinks she wants to do within the hair industry, and then give her everything that she needs, outlines, everything, and then all she's basically going to do is just change the name from yours to hers and claim like it was she did it.
It sounds like a lot of the training that's going on out there these days.
Right. And I'm sitting here like, oh man, my wife was like, mm-mm. And my wife didn't even charge her, but she said, I don't want her coming back. Because if I pay her, then she'll think that, oh, if she paid me, she'll think that she can pay me to get other stuff. And she's like, mm-mm, I don't want to deal with her no more. Because this—
Hey Griff, real quick, we got to change directions real quick. Because you brought us someplace and it's just on the top of my mind and I need to talk about this before we go any further. You know, you got people on social media right now telling people that you can use ChatGPT to create a training course today and start making money. I am so interested to see all these notaries that are going to hear that. Got a lot of people pushing ChatGPT to the notaries right now and say, okay, I'm going to use ChatGPT to create my notary training manual, and you all are going to be teaching the same exact thing.
Yeah. And then here's the kicker. There's this guy named Onyx Singhal, big YouTuber marketing guy. He said, you can take information— he said, for people who are in school, high school, college, all of that, He said, don't use ChatGPT to create your papers, because the professor can then turn around, copy and paste everything that you gave them, put it into ChatGPT, and ask ChatGPT, did you write this? And it'll come out and say, yes, it did. Because it remembers everything that it ever produces.
Yep.
So, where's the creativity? Where's the originality?
See, here's the thing that a lot of people also aren't paying attention to when it comes to ChatGPT. The algorithms are changing. And the algorithms are changing to favor original content. Mm-hmm. So for all of these businesses that are pushing you towards ChatGPT, go and get everything AI produced. It's almost a misdirection, because the algorithm's changing to prefer that creative process, true creativity.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube's already started.
Yeah, because you can't get anything, you can't be get paid nothing monetized, that if you produce it on TikTok and then you put it on YouTube, or if you're repurposing somebody else's stuff and putting it on YouTube, especially the shorts, and think you're going to get compensated for that, they're like, you're not getting paid for that at all.
It's only a matter of time before the web crawlers get updated to look for the same content across sites, and it's going to start pushing you down.
Yep.
You know, another thing that you have to be mindful of, I was in a, and Griff, I shared that link with you.
Yeah.
There was a subreddit in regards to ChatGPT and AI marketing and whatnot. And there was a physician researcher, a clinical researcher in there, that said that they were playing around with ChatGPT, and they didn't say exactly what test it was for, but ChatGPT went and created its own study, a study that had never been done. However, the researcher asked it to create something for it, and it created its own study that had never, ever been done before.
See, that's deep. And you know, I did a video the other day, and I used ChatGPT to get me the answers. How do business owners calculate revenue? And ChatGPT basically said it's not based on an hourly basis. And that's what notaries keep being told. You need to calculate what you're making per hour. And that is not true business money calculation. The hourly rate you're getting paid is for the service, not what you actually take home. To take home $400 as an attorney for your service time, you got to probably be charging triple, so that after your expenses are paid, you can actually net to bring home for yourself $400 an hour. And that ain't going to happen. Nobody's going to pay you like that.
Griff, I got a question.
Yeah.
Why do notaries need so much training?
Because somebody told them that it's scary out here. That is a good question. And that was something that I didn't understand from the get-go when I first came on YouTube. I was like, okay, what is all this training? How much more training do you need? And it's like, I need to get, and that's why I started asking the question, what are you trying to get trained in?
Like today on Clubhouse, you know, the lady that was speaking was like, you know, it's our duty to be the utmost professional. I didn't get that. Like, and the conversation was regarding knowing what title documents are missing in a packet when it gets sent to you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, it's my job to know how to do that. As a family member, I would say, wait a second, lady. If you're putting that out there to all notaries, first, you need to preface it with the fact that you do specific training for one specific title company. And yes, that may help those clients that you are paid to train for that one company.
Right.
But for the rest of the notaries out here, to think that we are going to be able to identify which documents are missing from all the title companies across America is impossible. I think it's a little bit of fear mongering. It creates fear. How am I supposed to know that? Oh, now I have to learn all of these documents that are supposed to go in. Not only do I have to learn what documents go in there, now I'm supposed to learn what to say about them.
Yeah.
Why do you think y'all are scared to do the job? You got people making this bigger than what it actually is. That's not your job.
Yeah.
And as a family member, I'd say that, but we're not family.
Right. I mean, you have to, you got to question things. And that's what I get in trouble the most, because I'm like, okay, because to me, Clubhouse is supposed to be like a family. Like, we're sitting here kicking it on the stoop, you know, at the trailer park or wherever.
On the stoop.
And we're having a conversation about a topic, and you say something, and then the question is, and then somebody said, well, wait a minute. Can you clarify that? Now, you know, trying to date her is just going to get you in trouble with her brother, because her brother don't. In other words, to me, Clubhouse is supposed to be a thing where you can say whatever you want, but just know that somebody might challenge it. And you got to be ready for the challenge, almost like a rap battle. You know, you spit your rhyme and then somebody going to come back and be like, let me diss you this way. And
But in the notary world, it's more like, how dare you say something that opposes what somebody else says?
That is true. And that's what has gotten me in a lot of trouble. A lot of people think I'm being aggressive and hating women and all of that kind of stuff, because I'm, you know, just being honest, women are the ones who are making certain statements.
I mean, the notary world is like 80% women. So let's be real here. All right. It's female dominated.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And just like even the room that we was in on LinkedIn earlier, I was looking, the ratio of men was probably about 5-1.
Yep.
You know, 5 women to 1 man. It's like, you know, you're not getting that many men in there. It's men in the business. So when certain things are said, when I question things, the source tends to be from a young lady. And it seems like, oh, you coming at, it's like, no, I'm not coming at anybody. I'm just like, what you said is questionable. What you said might be incorrect. What you said is not clear. Therefore, I have a right to request clarity.
Right. It has nothing to do with you being a woman. It could be ChatGPT, and I'd still be questioning what the hell ChatGPT was saying to me.
And I know I have a way of allowing words to come out of my mouth with a certain level of intensity and
call that passion.
Yeah, and I get that. But is the question valid? And if the question is valid, then the answer needs to come from that. You need to be able to answer it. If the question is valid, irregardless of the tone and method, unless I'm being truly disrespectful, calling you out of your name, stuff like that. If I'm not doing that, and I'm just challenging what you said, trying to get clarity, then it shouldn't be a problem. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah, that's the whole, oh, you didn't have to be so mean about it.
But that's
what you're talking about. They just threw a freaking baseball through my window and I'm not supposed to be upset?
But that's a part of having a relationship. I keep telling people, what is the key word in business relationships? The word relationship. And what is the root word of relationship? Relate. The problem is that a lot of people don't relate one to another, and because they're gathering, but they don't relate. That's just like you go into certain networking events. Most networking events, you don't really relate to a whole lot of people there, but you just gather with them.
Especially as a notary, you really do not relate with most of the people there at all.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's why a lot of times I don't go.
Yeah.
And it's. Yeah. And people know I don't relate, especially when it comes to the drinking. I'm not drinking. I'm not smoking. So that right there offends most of those people. They feel awkward.
Oh yeah, the not drinking thing throws people off. I love it.
Oh yeah. People, they get mad if you don't drink. I mean, like darn near fighting mad. Like, what's wrong with you? Why you can't drink? Like, I just don't. That's just not me.
It's not that I can't. I just choose not to.
Right.
I'm cool. Do your thing. Drink it up. We won't be discussing no business right now. I tell you.
Yeah,
that.
And I'm not trying to do business with somebody who's under the influence.
Nah. And you know what? I know that that's really a European way of doing business.
Yeah.
Let's check history. That's the way Europeans do business. And I'm not European.
No. Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, like these conversations, they can't be had in large gatherings because everybody gets emotional and they don't look at, like you said, Griff, is the question valid? Is what I'm saying valid? I understand that your feelings are hurt because now somebody is questioning what you thought was an amazing thing to say in your head. And when it came out of your mouth, it just wasn't. And now I have to call you on the table for it. And the notary world right now, they're not responsive to that.
Yeah.
It's just let everything go. Let everything go. Let them sell some crap to people and nobody's going to say anything. We're just going to sit back and watch everybody think these people are great and buy all of these so-called products. So-called products. And it's their own fault if they do.
Mm-hmm.
But then let you or me, mainly you, me here because this is my platform or our platform, but you get what I'm saying. Let us say something and now we're the bad guy.
Right. No, that is true. That is true. And I know because I've said stuff and that's instantly.
Yeah. We ain't trying to scam nobody. Everything that we say is for free. Ain't selling you no courses. I don't sell a course. Yeah, I've got Captivated Notary Marketing Solutions. It's a solution.
That's it.
It's not a training.
Well.
You need, I give. That's what happens with Captivated. You need this. You're not creative. You don't have time. Blah, 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 blah. You come get it done. That's what Captivated does. I'm not trying to train nobody to do nothing. No reason to. You got 80 trainers out there trying to train you all the wrong way anyway.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the main takeaway from what we've been talking about, if you're going to be a family, be willing to get your hands dirty and your feelings hurt. But have love for one another after you cleaned up and got your heart repaired and you think about what was being said. And you're like, you know what? You were right. Thank you for making me better. And we use all these cliches, iron sharpens iron. The problem is one person is iron, the other person is clay.
Man, they toilet paper soft, man.
And they're not able to sharpen no one. They're not able to help somebody get to the next level. And that's what's missing. That's what's needed. And I know personally from talking to all these notaries, that's what they're looking for. They're looking for somebody to take them to the next level. Now, granted, at the same time, they're not willing to do the work, but they're at least, it's for most, some of them, I mean, a lot of them are willing to at least hear what needs to be done. And then they make a decision to go for it or not. And, you know, I'm like, cool. But just people just need some help, man. And that's why I like talking to people. When they call me, I spend time talking with them because I love helping them. And I know they're not getting what they desire, what they really need from some other people. So I'm like, you know what? What do you need help with? And then I see them grow and mature in this business and they're doing fine. All because they just needed a little bit of help.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one of the things that I love about doing with Captivated. It's talking to folks about, you know, how they envision their business being presented and some of the things that they'd like to do. You know, they ask me what my thoughts are and I tell them if I think it's a good idea, if I think it's a bad idea. Either way, it's an idea and it doesn't hurt to try.
Yeah.
You know, I may not agree with everything. That's just me.
Mm-hmm.
you know, and I try to be completely unbiased when it comes to things like that. Or if I know for sure, I will let you know, like, no, this is not the way, 100%. Please don't do this. Mm-hmm. You know, please don't go to a networking event, you know, kind of green into the business and throw out that you're a notary signing agent and think that everybody's going to know what the hell it is that you're talking about.
Yeah.
Don't do that, please. You know, especially if you can't tell somebody how you can help them. Don't do that. And like really help them, like actually help them, like present reasons and situations and scenarios that they're going to be familiar with and actually offer how you can help them. Not, well, I can be there for you. And, No, that sounds like you're trying to get work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But part of people, y'all just need to know, if you can't get help from your family, give Griffin Q a call. Hey, Matthew, we'll help you.
Oh, no, man. I'm just kidding. Slightly.
Yeah, I mean, if they need
Because some of y'all are beyond help. Griff, really, I know you're trying to end the podcast. But really, some of y'all should not be in business.
Yeah, that's the other thing. And I have told people that. Angle, I've told people that. I've told people, because when they tell me what's going on with them and where they're at, I'm like, you probably don't need to be in business. And a lot of times it's like they have this idea of the way things supposed to be because that's just their personality. And I'm like, nah, you know, like people who are OCD, I'm like, you probably don't want to be a mobile notary. Because you'll be going in people's homes that are way opposite than what you claim you are. You can't do that. Or if you're a person that's real political, you can't go in there because ain't no time to be talking politics. Same thing for somebody that's overly religious. That ain't the time to be sharing your Jesus. That is not the time.
Don't do that!
Oh, yep. I'm staying away from that topic.
I'm just saying, you know, it's man, there was one time I'm at the daggone signing table, minding my business, and this couple started trying to convince me I should start going to their church. And I'm sitting here across from them doing the signing and them telling me that I need to go to church, need to bring my family, and they sitting there getting lit on some wine. And it went, yeah. And it wasn't the communion wine either.
No, I think that's so hilarious. Like, you follow boxing a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I don't know if you, like, when was it? The 22nd of April, Tank, Javante Davis fought Ryan Garcia.
Mm-hmm.
And Ryan Garcia, one of his things, you know, he's always thanking Jesus Christ and his Lord and Savior, and without him and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, he used his faith and blah, 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 blah. Now, when he's not in front of the cameras for the press doing, like, a direct interview, This man's drinking and gambling. Mm. Got a bad gambling problem, like a serious gambling problem. But then he went, throw the Lord Jesus in your face. I'm a beacon for him, but when the lights is off, I'm gambling and drinking and crazy.
That's how some of these cats are, man.
It seems that way. It seems that way, you know. A lot of people out here are really just trying to get at these folks, man. And it's frustrating. It's disheartening. For anybody that's still listening, Griff, let's go in a little bit. Let's get a little bit deeper on them.
Okay.
You know, it's disheartening to see what folks are gravitating towards. To be completely honest, it's somebody that truly does care and truly does want to help. And Griff and I, we talk about this all the time. How do we get through to them?
Mm-hmm.
Things that y'all are falling for is concerning. It really is. You know, and it's like, as the wind turns, So does the notary's attention. The focus isn't there.
Yeah.
The drive isn't there. The goal isn't there. Because if they're not making money in 2 weeks, what are they looking to do? Well, I gotta go get ordained so I can be wedding officiating. Ooh, how do I get into groundworks, Griff?
Mm-hmm.
My stamp's not working.
And if you're dealing with true family, family will be able to help you find a way to mitigate those fears and concerns and stick with it so that you can get established in one thing before moving on into something else. But that's not what's happening. It's what, if that's what you want to do, you know, and sometimes you can tell, you know what, you're not the right personality to be setting up to trying to marry people. Stay away from that. Stick with being a notary. That's, you know, but you're right. You know, the Bible says people get torn with every wind of doctrine. You know, all of a sudden it's, this is new. That's new. Here's this one. Here's that one. And
now you got to do automation.
Right. All of these different things, and nobody is questioning it. Nobody is truly investigating it. It's like, is this really, really what the notary business is about? Because I don't remember being told that when I picked up my commission.
Nope.
But people have made it into this for their own benefit without any justification as to why it should be that.
Yeah, and that's from your favorite notary trainers too. They're doing it too. All of them. Every single one of them.
Yeah. They all are doing it, and you got to learn to be steady. You got to learn to stand firm on what you believe in and then make the necessary adjustments. And that's all. I mean, look, that has been the key to my success in this business. Just making the necessary adjustments when I need to and being willing to stand by that decision, good or bad.
Start thinking like a business owner. Stop listening to all these damn notary people on YouTube. Sorry, Griff.
Mm-hmm.
All these damn notary people in Clubhouse. Sorry, Griff. All these notary people on podcasts. Sorry, us. Go listen to some business podcasts, like some real business podcasts. Go to business YouTube channels. Get out of the notary world. You know, get out of the sisterhood.
Yeah. And you know what's encouraging, man? There are people who realize this. They like, you know what? And people have told me, they say, I see the scam. These are new people coming into business. They tell me, they're like, I see the scam with these notary trainers. And I ain't said a word to them. They calling me, thanking me for my videos because they down to earth. And they're like, yeah, I see the scam. And I'm like, oh, you do? What is it? It's that these people, they start doing the training because they really don't want to do the notary business. And then they got you running behind them trying to get trained. But what they're really teaching you, you can figure that out in a few minutes. It's like, yeah. So people are seeing the scam. They see it clearly. They see this is really a scam. It's just some person who slapped together some material to claim that they're teaching you how to do whatever. And that's not really what it's about. But one day you're going to learn. And when that light clicks on and you decide to take full responsibility for your business growth, you will see things in a totally different light.
Yeah, man, I'm trying not to get jaded, because I'm sitting here like, why is this even a thing right now? Why is this gaining legs? Why are people even paying attention to this? This is not the way. Why are you paying for these conversations? How are you actually going to apply this to your business? How is this anything different from what they taught you last year? Why do these people keep changing their product names? Why is it every month it's something new coming out? How is it that every month there's something new coming out as far as training goes. Ooh, try this, do this, do that. This is going to help you. And nothing has changed in the notary business since Ron.
Yeah.
Well, I pen. But.
Mm-hmm.
And we've already talked about Ron. How are you going to go to somebody to get Ron training when every single platform is different?
Right. You got to find your platform, stick with it. I tried to have two platforms. It's too confusing to try to sit here and manage two different platforms for Ron. Let me deal with one and I'm good. Oh, speaking of Ron, I get a text message from OneNotary.us talking about there's basically a Ron in your area. It was an insult to me for the pay. They talking about paying. Hold up, I got it right here. I think I got the paper. Yeah, it says when taking the platform assignments, a notary will earn $6 for the first notary stamp and an additional $1 for every extra stamp or signer.
Nah, I'm good.
Virginia, we get paid $25.
Say that again. $6 per stamp.
For the first stamp.
And then a dollar.
For every extra notary stamp or signer. That's what I'm going to get paid.
See, but even here in Pennsylvania, every time I make a notarial act, it's $5. So why would I accept you paying me $1?
And for Virginia, e-notaries can get paid up to $25. So that means you're taking $21. Actually, what? 17. So I'm getting you're getting $17. So what, 17, 18, 19, 21, 23. Something like that. Whatever. I can't remember. I don't know. Yeah. But you're taking a lot of daggone money, giving me $6 out of 25. So that's what, no, 19. $19. But you get 19, I get 6. Then after that, you get 24, I get 1. No, I'm not biting on that deal.
You know what? Somebody's doing it because they're looking for a platform just to say that they do Ron.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to pay what Doc Verify is asking up front. Mm-hmm. They don't want the monthly fee that Amy's offering with Cyberizer. But this one's probably cheaper. It's probably got a cheap monthly thing, and they can guarantee to get in. They probably made it real simple, and they said this is a great, great idea for you to add it to your business. But the payout is crap.
Yeah, and these are, they say they're general notary work, not real estate transactions, and offer a flat rate compensation.
Man, listen, y'all that do Ron, more power to you. Griff,
I can do my own Ron on that platform, Doc Verify, and get the whole 25.
I dropped remote from my logo. I actually just redid my logo long ago. Mm-hmm. Not that long ago. I dropped the remote because I'm not doing it. I'm not paying the fee for Doc Verify up front. You know, I'm still establishing Captivated right now. Mm-hmm. The notary business is doing what the notary business is doing, but it costs money to run Captivated. Let's be honest. All the tools, they cost money.
Yeah.
It ain't cheap. So I'd rather pay for that than pay for Ron.
Mm-hmm.
I'm done. I'm not doing it. You know, financially, it just didn't make sense to me. But Cyberizer is a great platform. I enjoyed my time on there.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Did we cover everything?
I'm good, man.
All right. Any last words?
Look, just make sure whatever group you're a part of is going to be upfront, honest with you, challenge you, and move you into doing things right. That whoever the leader is, that they are okay with being brutally honest with you when needed, but also got the willingness to have compassion when needed. In other words, they understand and recognize what you need, and they can give it to you to help you move to the next level. That's really what it's all about. That's all I got.
You're a lot nicer than I am, because I'm going to tell you this. Whoever you're getting trainer from, your trainer, the head, the figurehead, if you have questions, that oppose what they're telling you if you cannot go and talk to them about it. Have a discussion. Have some correspondence with them.
Mm-hmm.
If that can't happen, stop paying them money monthly. I'm being straight up with you. Stop. Just stop it. Stop. The community is not that great if you're not getting what you need from its leader. If you have concerns, then you can't bring them to them and have a real discussion one-on-one with it about them. Because remember, you say you're paying for mentorship or whatever, or coaching or whatever. You're hiring them to do a job for you, and that's to educate you.
Right.
If they ain't answering your questions, the fugazi, get them out of here.
It's like that, seriously.
Yeah.
It don't matter how popular they are in the notary world or how many books they've written. Just saying.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just about making decisions. And that's what I had to do. That is really what I had to do. I had to make a decision and come to the conclusion that the responsibility is on me. And either I'm going to do it or not. And I cannot depend on any one person or group of persons truly do it for me. I got to be willing to do it myself. And there's a sense of satisfaction that comes from knowing that I worked this and made it happen and not leave it into the hands of somebody else to get it going for me just so they could turn around and possibly take it from me.
That's it. And I hope, I'm sure people already know who I'm, the direction that I'm shooting off at. These are not personal attacks on those people at all. At all, 100%, because I've talked to all of them but one. They're all wonderful people.
Well, the thing is, there's so many notaries out here that's not moving and going forward in any of the business, But they're spending a lot of money to be a part of groups, and they're still not moving forward in business. And that's a problem. So it's like, is it being a part of the group that's holding you back? Or is it something within you holding you back? Maybe detach from the group for a while and just take what you have learned from the group and go try to execute that. Because sometimes I think people spend more time trying to be in every single meeting that the groups have.
Because they paid for it.
Right, they paid for it, and they're afraid that they might miss something critical. So when they should be doing a signing or some general notary work, they're not, because they're constantly trying to hop on their phone or hop on the computer to get this tip, trick, or nugget that they think they're missing. And in all honesty, they're probably not.
Because ultimately, all they're doing is hyper-focusing on minute points about what it is to be a notary public and blowing these minute points into two-hour conversations where you think that it's a lot more than what it actually is. And that's my beef right now. It's the hyper-focusing on very small details, making them seem like they're more important than what they actually are, or that they're something different or something bigger than what you've already been taught.
Yeah.
That's my issue. That's where my venom comes from. Anyway, hey guys, we're out of here. Love your life, love your business, and love yourself.
We know the reason's unsealed. Put the stamp down and stop in front of the mic.
Here we go.
Took the game over. We home now. We soldiers. Griff, Mathurin, and Q the podcast. You can't hold us. Y'all heard the word. Y'all heard the word. Griff, Mathurin, and Q. Yeah, we on a verse. So diverse with no rehearse. That's how we work. Authentic when we give it. If we said it, then we meant it. Not to be confused with other people's views. They get it how they get it, and we get it how we do. Look, homie, this is a whole different game. We got a whole different aim. We in a whole different lane. Yeah. We know the reads unsealed. This my everyday life. We know the reads unsealed. Every day I hustle out here living it right. We know the reads unsealed. Put the stamp down and step in front of the mic. Took the game over, we home now. We soldiers. Griff, Mathurin, and Q the podcast. You can't hold us. We know the reason unsealed. Every day I hustle out here living it right. We know the reason unsealed. This my everyday life.